Revelation have happened, some are happening, and some are yet to occur in the future, Daniel has long been considered a key to the book of Revelation, though indeed the whole Old Testament, particularly the workings of the sanctuary and the words of Jesus Christ himself, are also important keys to the final book. To place a proper context for Isaac Newton's contribution to Bible prophecy, it must be compared to the two other popular approaches for understanding Revelation, preterism and futurism. Preterism understands the end times and events such as the mark of the beast of Revelation as have largely occurred in the past and are more symbolic rather than literal. Preterism will often identify the Antichrist as the Greek king Antiochus Epiphanes, or for most of Revelation's events to have occurred near the first century. Conversely, futurism suggests that these events take place in the future, including the final week of Daniel chapter 9's 70-week prophecy, and the arising of the beast and its subsequent image in Revelation 13. Such events and waymarks would all occur in the future at a time immediately before the return of Jesus. Preterism and futurism were created and promoted by Jesuit writers such as Luis de Alcazar, Preterism, 1614, and then Francisco de Rivera, 1585, and Manuel de Lacunza, 1810, for futurism, respectively. Based on the dates that foundational futurism and preterism texts came out, a cynic could conclude that preterism and futurism were promoted aggressively during the Counter-Reformation by a zealous order of Catholics that did not like some of the conclusions that reformers made following a historicist view. At the risk of being quite naughty, I would add that the widespread adoption of preterism and futurism, even among denominations founded by Protestant reformers, have been so paradoxically successful that if Alcazar, Rivera, and Lacunza were alive today, they would be laughing at the results. Undoubtedly, Isaac Newton would not be laughing, at least not at that. Readers of Isaac Newton's observations will see that he leans towards the historicist view of things. He chooses to identify the fourth beast and the little horn power that arises from one of its heads the same way as Luther did. He identifies the same Antichrist that the Waldenses, Albigenses, Bohemian Brethren, William Tyndale, the Lollards, John Calvin, Jan Hus, and the 1560 Geneva Bible did. Indeed, the historicist lens continues in churches today, such as the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And while there were no Seventh-day Adventists during the time of Isaac Newton, many of his opinions about Daniel and Revelation would cause some today to identify him at least as an Adventist. This observation was originally published in London in 1733. Many major events in history have unfolded since, which Isaac Newton could not have been aware. Such events include the global rise and relevance of the United States, the French Revolution, Napoleon's General Berthier taking Pope Pius VI hostage in 1798, which seemingly wounded the temporal authority of that power, the fall of the Ottoman Turks, which American Methodist Josiah Litch correctly predicted to the very day months in advance as August 11, 1840, not to mention the Turks' further humiliation in World War I. If Isaac Newton were alive today, he would be quite surprised to see private corporations launching rockets into space, the Lateran Treaty of 1929 giving the papacy a state again at the Vatican, the rise of communism as a global influence, the atom bomb sealing the end of World War II, the creation of a state in Israel and its subsequent war with Palestine, of great interest to many, but does not influence my personal view of end-time events, and the talk of central bank digital currency as a real-world possibility. Suffice it to say, there are events in history which happened after Newton that may match some parts of Daniel and Revelation more accurately to our perspective, though because Isaac Newton could not have known these things, he is not at fault for not taking them into account. Nonetheless, Isaac Newton's commentary on Daniel and Revelation acts as an excellent rest stop between the Protestant Reformation and our present day, for those who still believe in those principles as they await the return of Christ. We can, through a great mind, see the trajectory of those ideas that brought us back to the Bible, back to salvation by grace, a grace given to us because of our condemnation for breaking God's law, and back to the Great Commission given by Christ to preach the gospel to the whole world. Readers, prove all things, and hold fast to that which is good, so that we could carry it forward to the day that Isaac Newton, and hopefully you as well, dream about. David G. Allen, Hongsong, South Korea, 2024.